It's time to go through the stage door on WMNH 95.3 with the Majestic Theater and the Ted Herbert Music School. The Stage Door is a presentation of the Majestic Theater and the Ted Herbert Music School. For more information about the Majestic Theater or Ted Herbert's, you can call us at 603-669-7469 or visit us on the web at majestictheater.net or tedherbert.com. Find us on social media, Majestic NH on Facebook and Twitter, Ted Herbert Music School on Facebook, or Majestic _NH_Theater on Instagram. For joining us through the stage door on WMNH 95.3 FM. We have a new show every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with replays every Tuesday and Thursday at 6 p.m. This is Robert Dion. America is well represented on the Broadway stage, and today we will share some of our favorite tunes that each celebrate America in their own way. Some of these songs you'll recognize as iconic, and others will introduce you to some musicals that may be classic or forgotten. Reminder that today's complete playlist and a list of the shows that our playlist came from can also be found on the YouTube channel The Majestic 603. We'll also get lost in Boston today, and they'll bring us a song cut from the musical Where's Charlie that may just have influenced Meredith Willson to write The Music Man. Take a bow, America. Curtain up.
Mr. Rogers, have you ever thought about running for President of the United States?
Well, I'll tell you, this country might be used to having anything at all named as a presidential candidate, but we haven't quite sunk to the professional actor stage. That's what I said in 1928, folks.
Mr. Rogers, you've been invited to speak at the Republican Convention in Kansas City, and you've also been invited to speak at the Democratic Convention in Houston.
Oh boy, the Democrats, they always have more fun at their conventions because they know they aren't going anywhere afterwards.
So, will you run for president or not, Mr. Rogers?
I sure will. Democrats and Republicans, I'm asking for your vote. Well, I've got this debunked party with some new ideas to float. Don't ask me what my platform is, I leave that stuff alone. Cause no one keeps those promises, as history has shown. I'll run a clean campaign and that will be my winning card. Considering the kind you've had, well, that won't be too hard.
Mr. Chairman, the great Sooner State of
Rogers, William Penn, Rogers, William Penn, Rogers, William Penn, Rogers, the elephant.
freedom ain't a state like Maine or Virginia. Freedom ain't across some county line. Freedom is a flame that burns within you. Freedom's in the state of mine. Freedom, 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 freedom. Freedom is a flame that burns within you. Freedom's in the state of mine.
Va, 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 va. State of mind. Freedom, 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 freedom. Freedom is the how you think about your freedoms in the state of mind. You can't get to freedom by riding on a train. The only way to freedom is ride. Freedom is the right of all mankind. Freedom is a body's imagination. Freedom's in the state of mind. Freedom, 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 freedom. Freedom is a full-time occupation. Freedom's in the state of mind.
Folding the flag means putting it to bed for the night. I'm lost in the folds of the flag. Oh, I'm falling through a hole in the flag. Hey!
It is a beautiful day in Selma, Alabama, y'all. Don't put it down, best one around.
Best one around.
Crazy for the red, blue, and white.
Crazy for the red, blue, and white.
You look at me, what do you see?
What do you see?
Crazy for the white, red, and blue.
Crazy for the white, red, and blue.
Cause I look different, you think I'm subversive.
Crazy for the blue, white, and red.
Crazy for the blue, white, and red.
Beats true for the red, white, and blue.
Crazy for the blue, white, and red.
Crazy for the blue, white, and red.
And yellow,
red. Crazy for the blue, white, red, and yellow.
I stand for motherhood, America, and a hot lunch for orphans. Take off your hat, sir. Betsy Ross's flag is passing. Do you see him on the hill at Gettysburg, 'neath that great triumphal arch? If you see him as he's trampling through the graves of wrath, stand up and march, march, march.
I stand for motherhood, America, and a hot lunch. Off your hat, sir. There's a tear-stained eagle passing. Do you see him on the bridge at Waterloo, 'neath that great triumphal arch? If you hear him singing Dixie in the show, stand up and march, march, march.
I stand for my Alamo, remember the Alamo.
Oh, I regret your high for my defense.
My sky is free.
In the words of Lincoln,
on his violin,
by CS, Dad, I trump that jerky lord. Oh, Stonewall Jackson, glory, glory, hallelujah. Stand up and march.
Ago.
March, march, march
to form a more perfect union.
March, march,
down the torpedoes, full speed ahead.
March, march, march.
Mr. President, you asked to see me.
I know you're busy.
What do you need, sir? Sir,
I want to give you a word of warning.
Sir, I don't know what you heard, but whatever it is, Jefferson started it.
Thomas Jefferson resigned this morning.
You're kidding.
I need a favor.
Whatever you say, sir, Jefferson will pay for this behavior.
Shh. Talk less.
I'll use the press. I'll write under a pseudonym. You'll see what I can do to him.
I need you to draft an address.
Yes, he resigned. You can finally speak your mind.
No. He's stepping down so he can run for president.
Ha! Good luck defeating you, sir.
I'm stepping down, I'm not running for president.
I'm sorry, what?
One last time. Relax, have a drink with me one last time. Let's take a break tonight and then we'll teach him how to say goodbye. To say goodbye, you and I.
To talk about neutrality.
Sir, with Britain and France on the verge of war, is this the best
time? I want
time?
To warn against partisan fighting.
What?
Pick up a pen, start writing. I want to talk about what I have learned, the hard-won wisdom I have earned.
As far as the people are concerned, you have to serve. You could continue to serve.
No. One last time, the people will hear from me. One last time. This right, we're gonna teach them how to say goodbye. You and I.
Mr. President, they will say you're weak.
No, they will see we're strong.
Your position is so unique.
So I'll use it to move them along.
Why do you have to say goodbye?
If I say goodbye, the nation learns to move on. It outlives me when I'm gone. Like the scripture says, everyone shall sit under their own vine and fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid. They'll be safe in the nation we've made. I want to sit under my own vine and fig tree, a moment alone in the shade, at home in this nation we've made. One last time.
One last time. Though in reviewing the incidents of my administration, I am unconscious of intentional error, I am nevertheless too sensible of my defects not to think it probable that I may have committed many errors. I shall also carry with me the hope that my country will view them with indulgence, and that after 45 years of my life dedicated to its service with an upright zeal, the faults of incompetent abilities will be consigned to oblivion, as I myself will soon be to the mansions of rest. I anticipate with pleasing expectation that retreat in which I promise myself to realize the sweet enjoyment of partaking in the midst of my fellow citizens. The benign influence of good laws under a free government, the ever favorite object of my heart, and the happy reward, as I trust, of our mutual cares, labors, and dangers. One last time.
George Washington's going home.
them how to say goodbye.
George Washington's going home.
Sometimes your dadgum government, you better pay attention. You're sitting up there like a fool's convention. Well, you dadgum, your dadgum government. Ooh, oh, don't you know? Oh, don't you love them sometimes? These soul-selling, no-good sons of a deadpan, shoe-fitting fire starters ought to tear your no-good, god-dang, preambulatory bone frame and nail it to your government walls! All of you! You bastards! Dadgum!
Government, you sorry rack of fratches. You got yourself an itch and you want me to scratch it.
Where you dadgum? Yeah, you dadgum. Your dad gone. Your dad gone government, you sorry sons of bitches. You got your damn hands in every pocket of my britches. Well, you dad gone, my dad gone, my dad gone government. Woo! Well, don't you know? Don't you love them sometimes? Whoa, 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 whoa.
With the guns flaring and the drums pounding, there's no hope of getting rest. With the lights glaring and the calls sounding and the clenching in your chest, when the man's in battle and the baby's rattle only makes you more depressed, the wise woman does what she knows. If it's fighting, she fights. If it's sewing, she sews. When the tension inside overflows and goes too far, one more star, one more stripe to escape your lonely bed. One more star, one more stripe. Join the blue, the white, and red. One more star, one more stripe, as you pray your child's not dead. With the roof leaking and the walls wetter and the night as black as pitch, and his last letter says he's fighting in a ditch. Then the candle flickers and
Thank you.
listening through the Stage Door with the Majestic Theater on WMNH 95.3. Each week we celebrate everything that's great in music and theater. You can catch our program every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with replays every Tuesday and Thursday at 6 p.m. For more information about the Majestic or Ted Herberts, you can visit us at majestictheater.net or tedherbert.com or call us at 603-669-7469.
Sunlight streaming and the natives steaming. I like the island Manhattan.
I know you do.
Smoke on your pipe and put Latin.
I like to be in America. Okay, by me in America. Everything free in America.
For a small fee in America.
Okay.
Credit is so nice.
One look at us and they charge twice.
I have my own washing machine.
What will you have though to keep clean?
Skyscrapers bloom in America. Cadillacs zoom in America. Industry boom in America.
12 in a room in America.
Lots of new housing with more space.
Lots of doors slamming in our face.
I'll get a terrace apartment.
Better get rid of your accent.
Life can be bright in America.
If you can fight in America.
Life is all right in America.
If you're all white in America.
As you stay on your own side.
Free to be anything you choose.
Free to wear devils and shine shoes.
Everywhere crime in America. Organized crime in America. Terrible time in America.
You forget I'm in America.
I go back to San Juan.
I know a boat you can get on. Bye-bye.
Everyone there will give big cheer.
Hey! Everyone there will have moved here.
Thank you.
people will look up to me. What a girl, that girl McGowan, Katie, Violet, Maud, Marie. I aspire to heights of glory in the new world that can be. In that grandest nation I'll stand tall. Reach my very highest hopes of all. I want to be a lady's maid in America. In America the streets are paved with gold. I want to be a governess in America. In America it's better, I am told. I want to be a sewing girl in America. In America I'll sew till I am old. There's a place called Chicago, I've seen it on the map. There's a place called Maryland, I've seen it on the map. There's a place in America called Albuquerque, and I'm hoping it's a bit like Donegal. Oh, I'm hoping that it is. There, I'm hoping that it is. Where am I dreaming? Am I hoping? Am I scheming? Am I praying? Am I wishing to be happy will come through enough and
I want to be an engineer, oh, an engineer.
We'll be grand.
In America, the streets are paved with gold.
I want a shop to call my own.
Oh,
to call my own.
We will be grand.
In America, it's better.
America, strike it rich and spend the fortune I amass. I want to be a constable, constable in America. In America you rise above your class.
Oh, there's a place.
I first got off the boat, I saw a man I wanted to be. I saw a fat cat in a derby hat and said, someday that'll be me. So I did a couple of favors for a couple of folks, bought a couple of rounds, told a couple of jokes, got to know all the people you got to know, 'cause I swore on that day 6 long years ago I'm gonna be
Yankee boy. My Uncle Sammy's pride and joy. I'm gonna strut down the street, gold at my feet, white bread and meat, my favorite thing to eat. Delicious, eh? I think it's grand to hear the Navy band when they start to play. Oh, say, can you see that Yankee boy? That's me. Somehow I'm here. Somehow I came. Ain't got a penny to my name. Don't know a soul. Don't own a crumb. What the hey, it's okay, it's America. And in a year, or maybe two, like every Yank you ever knew, I'll own a bank, and when I do, I'm gonna be a Yankee boy, my Uncle Sammy's pride and joy. I'll be a star-spangled guy, love apple pie, 4th of July, be so damn proud I cry. From a slum can come over the sea, and with pluck and some luck, look, he's Andrew Carnegie. Oh, you come on, David!
For Spacious Sky!
For Yankee Boy!
For Yankee Boy!
For Yankee Boys! Like me!
Don't you want to hear the story of my life? One of them movie companies, TV documentaries. Won't you come and ask me, please? And pay me $1 million to tell you what to do at the store. Cause if you pay me $1 million, I wouldn't gotta go and do it no more.
One, two, three, four.
Just like the song says, all the live long day. Everybody that know that song, working for a living the whole day long. All the live long day. Hey somebody, won't you turn your head, take a look my way.
had these hands. I stole them from my master. Look through these eyes. Imagine what they see.
This long dark night
must now come to an end. You see, it's just around the bend. For all the ground in between, the words we say and what we really mean. So let the bells of freedom ring. Let the dogs of war run wild. From out the age of darkness bring the birth of
was our battle, and how justice was denied. Make them hear you, make them hear you. And say to those who blame us for the way we chose to fight, that sometimes there are battles that are more than black or white. And I could not put down my sword when justice was my right. Make them hear you. Go out and tell our story to your daughters and your sons. Make them hear you. make them hear you and tell them in our struggle we were not the only ones. Make them hear you. Make them hear you. Your sword can be a sermon or the power of the pen. Teach every child to raise his voice, and then my brothers, then will justice be demanded by 10 million righteous men. Make them hear you. When they hear you, I'll be near you again.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square. Tell all the gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Whisper of how I'm yearning to mingle with the old-time throng. Give my regards to old Broadway and say that I'll be there ere long. You ever see two Yankees part upon a foreign shore? When the good ship's just about to start for old New York once more. With tear-dimmed eye, they say goodbye, their friends without a doubt. When the man on the pier shouts, let them clear as the ship strikes out.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square. Tell all the gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Whisper of how I'm yearning to mingle with the old-time throng. Give my regards to old Broadway and say that I'll be there ere long.
Hello to dear old Coney Isle, if there you chance to be. When you're at the Waldorf, have a smile and charge it up to me. Mention my name every place you go, as round the town you roam. Wish you'd call on my gal, now remember old pal, when you get back home.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square. Tell all the gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
Whisper of how I'm yearning to mingle with the old-time throng.
Give my regards to old Broadway and say that I'll be there ere long.
Where's Charlie opened on Broadway at the St. James Theatre on October 11, 1948, and ran for 792 performances. The cast featured Ray Bolger, of Wizard of Oz 10-man fame, as Charlie Wickham, and Bolger later went on to win the Tony Award for Best Actor in a Musical. Bolger's second act song, Once in Love with Amy, was a showstopper, with audiences not only demanding that he sing it again, but even singing along. The musical returned to Broadway at the Broadway Theater for 48 performances in 1951, with Bolger reprising his role. Today we get Lost in Boston with Your Own College Band. As you might have guessed, this song was replaced by the New Ashmolean Matching Society and Student Conservatory Band. Insists the widow of composer Frank Lesser, this is simply the case of a good song replaced by a better song. You wonder if Meredith Willson thought so. The marching band specialist, who was mentored and helped by Frank Lesser when writing The Music Man, undoubtedly heard this one and might have been influenced by it too. Your own college band, Lost in Boston, from the musical Where's Charlie?
A proud gleam in your eye. The dismal din of drum and cymbal crashes. Might just as well be somebody hauling ashes. But isn't it great? Isn't it grand? When it's your own college band. When it's your own college band. Isn't it great?
Isn't it great?
Isn't it grand? Might just as well be somebody hauling ashes. But isn't it great?
It's great, it's great,
and isn't it grand?
It's grand, so grand.
When it's your own.
Thank you for celebrating America on Broadway with us today. Remember that all of our past Stage Door programs can be found online at WMNHradio.org, and all of our playlists can be found at The Majestic 603 on YouTube. Thanks for listening today and for your support of the Majestic Theater and Ted Herbert's Music School and Rentals. More information about our programs can be found at majestictheater.net or tedherbert.com, or call us at 603-669-7469. Remember, the world's a stage and music is the voice of the soul, and I will see you next time. This is WMNH 95.3.